I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Everyone needs at least a hero or two as we travel through life. Whether they're up close or remote, true heroes have the capacity to inspire and to move us in directions that once may have seemed unimaginable. The 19th century Scottish philosopher Thomas Carlyle once wrote, "Hero worship is the deepest root of all, the taproot, from which, in a great degree, all the rest were nourished and grown." This week's essayist, Dominique Velocitaire, shares her more contemporary insights about the meaning of heroes in our lives.
Each morning, as I greet students at the door of our school, there is one boy who wears his Spider-Man backpack with a special air of pride. I know how he feels. Every educator needs a secret superhero. I have three myself, all deeply connected to who I am and what I believe. The first is Mary Poppins, the super teacher, the magical woman who transforms simple life experiences into extraordinary adventures. The next is Vianne Rocher, the chocolaterie owner from the movie Chocolate, who gives people faith in themselves to change and seek happiness. The third is the little prince, the delicate and strong little hero who shows us the essential in life. My three superheroes are all brave, independent, and true to their belief, even when that unsettles those around them. They bring us halfway between fairy tale and reality, between sweet and sour, childhood and adulthood. The Little Prince offers a commentary on life that may also be applied to schools and education. One sees clearly only with the heart. What is essential is always invisible to the eyes. Isn't that magnificent? I have a picture of the Little Prince in my office, and every day I look at it and think about the essential truths in our work as educators. Educators must be idealists and dreamers, a grown-up with a little bit of a childhood inside the heart. As head of school, I must also be a professional and an executive, manage a multi-million budget, give reports supported by data, and lead strategic planning teams. But what I enjoy most is telling the story of my school, to illustrate the invisible magic shared by teachers in the classrooms. The transformation that takes place in the spirit, mind and soul of students. We may not really see it all with our eyes, but nevertheless, the transformation is there. It will accompany students throughout their school years and enrich them for the rest of their lives. In the stories of the Little Prince, Mary Poppins and Vianne Rocher, a time for separation always comes. The north wind blows and takes the hero to a new destination. Teachers rarely get to see the fruition of seeds they plant in their students' lives and may never know how well they succeed. However, the planted seeds grow and multiply quietly, and with care and confidence re-emerge as rewarding and joyful signs of life and love.
Dominique Velocitaire immigrated to the United States from Paris in 1985. She founded the French-American School of Rhode Island in 1994 in her home, with her daughters among its first students. In 2012, Velocitaire was awarded the French Legion of Honor. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.